You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The wing fragment found on an Indian Ocean island has arrived in Paris, and French and Malaysian experts are meeting about it.
If that wreckage is belong to MH370, then the International Independent Investigation Team for MH370 will have to handle this investigation into this wreckage immediately.
That was Liao Tiong Li, the Malaysian transport minister. The six-member bloc of Sunni-ruled Gulf Arab nations is getting a pitch today in support of the Iran nuclear deal from Secretary of State John Kerry.
We discussed, for example, our work on an integrated ballistic missile defense capability and expediting certain arms transfers.
The members fear Shiite Iran's increasing assertiveness in the region and implications of the agreement. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIC's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Was gliding in the minutes before impact. The plane was flying from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to Norwood and struck the roof of a home in Plainville before bursting into flames. Four people in
amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except for higher amounts possible during a thunderstorm. Except again, could be possibly higher during the thunderstorms. Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 87. West winds 5 to 11 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. And Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Anything new? Partly cloudy with a low around 63, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Well, that's a slight chance then. 20% isn't that big. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's hour. Compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office. We work out of our houses. And we don't get paid. We use our own phones and so on and so forth. But our objective is to try to help families who may have someone in their family or someone they know or close to who has a mental health issues. And we try to help the people who have mental health issues find the right avenue to alleviate their suffering. We do this through teaching courses, classes. We have a 12-week, what they call family-to-family class for families who have someone or they know that's an adult, 18 or older. We have a basics course, which is, I believe, 7 weeks for families who have children, anywhere up to 17, and they can be as low as five. We have support groups where people can come and not be judged and tell their stories, and most of the people there either have been there, done that, or are going through the same problems. And we do presentations. So if you'd like to reach out to NAMI, we have a phone number. It's 908-285-0500. It is a line. You leave a message. There's a line. We have a volunteer that checks it twice a day, and we guarantee we'll be back to you within 24 hours. Today, I'm Larry Cartwright, the host of Mental Health Matters, and today we're very privileged to have with us Colleen Duer. Is that correct? Did I say
that's right? You got all it, Larry. Thank you. Well done.
And she is the development director for Family Promise. Now, Family Promise, for those of you that do not know, was formerly Interfaith Hospitality. And my first question is, why the name change, Colleen?
Well, it is a good question, because for many years, this organization is actually a part of a national organization. Okay. So Hunterdon County is a chapter. We're one of, I think, now 187 chapters in 48 states.
Okay.
And just a real quick background before I answer the question, the program was actually started by a woman named Karen Olson in Summit, New Jersey, who was doing some feeding programs for the homeless, and one day was really struck by a certain woman who sort of took the sandwich but then asked her to sit and talk with her. And that's where Karen realized that, you know, conversation was as valuable as a meal.
Right.
And so she started looking at forming a traditional homeless shelter, like one that we're very familiar with. And as I understand the story, it was just thwarted. Things just weren't happening. And one day she looked at a church and said, you know, there are classrooms and office space and rooms in these churches that sit idle sometimes 6 days a week.
Right.
So, and no matter what the faith, you know, there's one day where those rooms are being used, and then in many cases, 6 days where they're not. And so she had this creative solution and started the Interfaith Hospitality Network, which is a network of churches of all denominations that provide shelter to our guests. So our guests actually on nights and on weekends go to a different church for a week at a time. Okay. And so it was formed as the Interfaith Hospitality Network way back in about 1989. Hunterdon County, I'm proud to say, was one of the very first chapters on board with IHN. So we've been around since 1990. This is our 25th year that we're celebrating.
That's cool. Very proud
of that.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, IHN as a national organization decided to change the name. And I'm sure that there are some reasons that go towards the religious aspect of the organization. Because if you say Interfaith Hospitality, there may be a presumption that it is religious and that there's a requirement to be religious. It really is not a religious-based organization, surprisingly, even though we rely on our congregations.
Right.
As I explained, it's all about use of space. And because we literally have faiths all across the board, we welcome the Flemington Jewish Community Center on board as a host congregation this year. Mainline Presbyterian, Catholic, Unitarian, LDS, you name it. We welcome all faiths. Not only that, but our volunteers, although they typically do come from those houses of worships, they can come from the community at large.
Right.
So there is no faith requirement. And so that's why I say we are not a religious-based organization. There is zero discrimination, either to be in our program or to volunteer with our program. So that's one of the reasons that National changed it. The other reason is, started realizing that we were all doing more than just shelter. The nice thing about being part of a national organization, this particular one, I should say, is that we are not a true franchise in the sense that each county or each chapter is encouraged to meet the needs of their community. So what works
whatever
in Hunterdon County is not
be.
Going
right.
to work in Spokane, maybe not right. in Tuscaloosa. We all have different needs in the community. We all have different government fund, state-funded programs that we need to react to. And we all have different programs available and different programs missing. And so because of that, we all started doing more than just shelter. You know, our shelter, for example, we do homeless prevention programs. We have a mental health program. We do neighbors in need. We do rapid rehousing. We have sustainable housing. Those are outside the bounds of just shelter.
Right.
And so really National felt like we needed to change the name that representing something more all-encompassing, which is what we do. And so Family Promise really works because we are making a promise sure. to families. We're not just a drop-in emergency shelter. We're a long-term program.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally making a promise to families that we're going to help them on the path to long-term stability.
Which is awesome, actually.
You know, it is awesome.
You know, when you stop and think about it, it is. I mean, you know, those of us who haven't ever been homeless, you know, we may look at you see New York. I was born in New York, in Brooklyn. And you see people that are homeless, you know, and they're laying on a street corner over a vent or something in the winter to stay warm, you know. And it's just, you know, it is an awesome program that you have. And I'm just 100% behind it. I think
well,
it's
thank
wonderful.
You. And I do love it. I do. But it is an important distinction because I'm sorry to say in Hunterdon County, we don't have a homeless shelter per se,
right.
Which would serve the chronically homeless that you described or even those that just need a sort of stopgap. You know,
right.
place to stay.
Right.
You know, that's the bad news. And, you know, we are not trying to be all things to all people. We don't think it's healthy to try and do that. And so, again, because we're about long-term stability and we do have capacity issues,
right.
we can take four families or up to 14 people at a time. That's why our guests stay with us longer. So
right.
where we may not serve as many families as a traditional shelter, the idea is that we don't want to see those families again.
Right.
We love them. We miss them. We wish them well. We have pictures of their kids.
Right.
We adore them, but we don't want to see them back in the shelter.
Right. Exactly.
And we typically don't. It does happen, but it's really unusual.
Would you explain how your shelter program works?
Sure. So the way our program works is that we have a day center in Flemington, New Jersey. And that's at the Flemington Presbyterian Church. And that's where our guests come to during the day.
Okay.
Unless they're working or doing a work search program or maybe going to school, that's their sort of home during the day. They have a day room to hang out in where they store their things. They have a playroom, a kitchen, and shower facilities. And then at about 5 o'clock, the link comes and picks them up and takes them to one of our host congregations throughout the county. We have 14 host congregations. And as I said, those are multi-denominational.
Right.
And so they go to that church or house of worship in the evening, and that is completely staffed by volunteers.
Right.
So from 5 or 5:30 in the evening through 6:30 in the morning, it's staffed by volunteers. Some churches do two shifts, some do three, but the dinner shift is where you would bring a meal and share it with our guests. So it's not a soup kitchen situation.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a great opportunity to sit down and talk with people. Right. And then there's maybe a second shift in the middle there, and then there's an overnight shift where as a volunteer you literally spend the night at the church.
Right.
And you're there to provide care and companionship and what I consider the most important element, respect for our families.
Right.
And it's a great program of neighbors helping neighbors. So as you well know, anybody who's volunteered with us can't claim that we don't have a homelessness problem in Hunterdon County.
Right.
So it's great for community awareness. It's great for our guests because while it can seem chaotic that you're literally going back and forth and then on Sunday you go to another church and then another church, it's such a great opportunity for the community to show their love for our clients, to show them that they're important and that they matter. So that's really that's not a small thing.
No, it's not, actually. You know, and like I said, my wife it's ironic because my wife was born and raised Lutheran, and then halfway through our marriage, she decided to go Methodist, and I stayed Lutheran, and I was born and raised Catholic. So, but her friends of hers from her church, they call themselves the Shady Ladies. I don't know why, but they do. And they meet weekly and, you know, play games and talk and stuff like that. But they go up to Zion Lutheran Church in Old Wick when your guests are there, mm-hmm. and they bring dinner and sit and talk to them, and you know, and I think it's awesome. I really do. I think that it's
a great volunteer opportunity, right. And it's great for. I actually started. I've been on staff for about 3 years now, but actually have been volunteering for. I have to think about how old my son is. 13 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Our family got involved through our church, Bethlehem Presbyterian in Pittstown.
Right.
And started doing these dinner shifts with our kids because it was such a
My
great...
My friend, Reverend Laurie.
Your Reverend Laurie. Right. We love her.
Right. Yes.
It was such a neat opportunity for us to volunteer with our kids. And those are hard to come by.
Right.
We unfortunately live in a litigious society. And so there are age limits placed upon different volunteer opportunities. And this was really fun because, you know, we didn't tell our kids that we were eating with homeless people.
Right.
We just said, we're going to go have dinner with some people at church. And... you know, play is the great equalizer.
Sure.
You don't have to have a house to spin or play basketball,
right,
or, you know,
right,
play a board game. So they really had a great opportunity to spend time, understand that these are people just like us, families just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And right, when we came home, we'd say, where do you think those kids are going? And they'd say, home. And we would explain, not so much.
Yeah.
So it was just a great, I think it's a great learning opportunity for kids.
Right. Absolutely.
They are welcome to volunteer as long, right, as there's someone over 21 with them.
Right.
So I think it's incredibly...
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright once again, and that was a pre-recorded edition of Mental Health Matters. But when we come back after this very quick break on this Monday, August 3rd, we're going to be joined here live in the studios. We got a full studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce this afternoon from folks over at the Good News Home. But if you were interested in hearing that full broadcast, that was the June 29th edition of Mental Health Matters, and that was Colleen Durr of Family Promise talking to Larry Cartwright, and we'll be back just a moment here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, I want to welcome everyone back to another edition on this Monday, August 3rd. The current temperature out there has got to be up in the 90s. The studio clock is showing 88 degrees. It is 2:18, and this is Chris Phelan filling in again for Larry Cartwright. Mental Health Matters, sponsored by NAMI of Hunterdon, comes to you every Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Want to welcome the folks from the Good News Home for Women here to our studios this afternoon. We have a full studio now. You know, we want to go around and maybe we can introduce who we are and talk a little bit about some of the programs. And I know you guys have some upcoming events that are happening as well. So welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And Larry sends all his best. He unexpectedly is out of the studio this afternoon, but hopefully he'll be back with us next Monday. And I know he's doing well, but he sends his best.
Hi, I'm Ernestine Winfrey, the Executive Director of Good News Home for Women. And I'm glad to be back with at Larry in his absence to talk about our upcoming event. Thursday, we will be doing a ribbon cutting to for our renovated barn. We're expanding our facilities so as to put our program and administrative staff together and to expand our program use.
Excellent. So we could talk a little bit about the ribbon cutting and some of the activities. Why don't we keep going around and introducing ourselves. Ernestine, I know next to you we have Donna.
Hi, I'm Donna Stefanik, and I'm one of the addictions counselors at the Good News Home for Women.
Excellent. Well, welcome here to Hunterdon Chamber Radio and Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright. And over here on microphone three, we've got Elizabeth joining us.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm one of the current residents at the Good News Home.
Excellent. Well, welcome here to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And last but not least, we have Kelly here. Good afternoon, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Kelly. I'm a former resident of the Good News Home.
Excellent, excellent. And are we going to get the little guy to say anything on the air? You want to say hi? No, he's enjoying his game over there. So, well, I want to welcome everyone here, and that's great news that you guys are going through some more expansion and services here in Hunterdon County. Maybe we give a little background, Ernestine, on you know, the program and the organization, Good News Home for Women here in Hunterdon County. You've been part of the community for a long time,
yes,
but I'm sure there's some people that you know, may not be fully aware of your mission and the good work that you do.
Good. We've been in this community for 28 years. I have been at the head of Good News Home for the last 18, soon to be 19 years. And our mission is to provide a holistic environment for recovery for women who are suffering the disease of alcohol addiction, drug addiction, or prescription medicine addiction.
Excellent. And that's a long time to be here at the helm, and that's wonderful. And how about yourself, Donna? How long have you been with the Good News Home on staff? And share maybe a little bit about your responsibilities.
I started as a volunteer about 3 years ago.
Okay.
I have since been hired. I started out as a spiritual counselor and have now moved into the addiction counselor role. I currently am awaiting my license from the state.
Okay.
I've taken all my credits and hours. And what I do is I counsel the women both from an addiction standpoint and from a spiritual standpoint.
Okay. And you had shared, Ernestine, that you're going to be having a special edition, an event this Thursday, ribbon cutting. And share again with the listeners what that event is all about.
Well, we have several, we call them phases of development, as we try to expand the program to accommodate more women and to enhance our program. And this is a part of phase two, and it is the expansion of the administrative and the program office and providing more teaching and counseling spaces for the women.
How many clients can you have?
Maximum is 12.
Okay.
Right.
And the program is a residential program?
Yes, it is. It's residential. The women live on the premises. We try to create a home-like environment, which is why we call it Good News Home.
Sure.
We try to create that kind of environment. It's a short-term and long-term residential program. Short-term meaning up to 28 days to 90 days, and then long-term would be up to 2 years.
2 years, okay. And it's a whole array of different services. How do you actually evaluate the types of services, and does it vary from each individual and their needs?
It's a very individualized program, which is one of the advantages of having just a small number of people there. Each of the counselors can work specifically with that client, so it's no one cookie cutter program. It's what fits that particular woman at that particular stage of her life.
Excellent. Well, do you want to share, Elizabeth, a little bit about? Don't worry, I'm not going to put you on there for the full hour. I know you were a little nervous there. It flies by. We're actually going to be going to a break, believe it or not, in a few minutes. But maybe you could share a little bit, Elizabeth, why you chose the Good News Home for Women and for treatment at this time.
Absolutely. I'd love to share. I've been a drug addict since the age of 17, and I'm 47 years old now. Drug and alcohol has been a big part of my life. I tried to beat my addiction my own way by going into many 28-day detoxes and rehabs, and just to come out and go back to people, places, and things, and within a matter of a few days, I was getting high again. And this became a vicious cycle for many years. I began losing a lot of things. I overdosed, losing my home, my career, relationships. This past February, I went into a detox, and I was approached by an intern who I believe was a guardian angel sent to me. And she asked me about my past history and struggle with addiction, and suggested a long-term treatment program called the Good News Home for Women in Flemington, which she herself is a graduate, and she's remained clean and sober since. She's been sober for 11 years. And I've fighted the thought of long-term treatment. It's been suggested to me by family and friends, and I got to the point where I was in a live-or-die situation and had a little bit of hope left inside. And I chose life, and I believe God directed me to the Good News Home for Women.
Well, what Elizabeth, has this program been like for you in terms of your experiences?
This program's changed my life. I've been sober for 5 months now, and it's the longest period of clean time that I've had in 30 years of active addiction. I came in here emotionally, physically, and spiritually broken. And the Good News Home has taught me many skills and how to cope with my emotions. And and how to experience and deal with life on life's terms, and change my way of thinking and my perception on life. And I've learned to be independent, and I'm learning to please myself instead of trying to please everybody else.
That's great. I guess, you know, Donna, in terms of working with the clients, is that something that you're involved with in terms of setting up then as a counselor a different plan? And I guess that plan is looked at, you know, as the months and weeks go on with the individual clients?
Absolutely. The first 28 days of our program is the same for every client because it's education. We just bombard them with addiction education, relapse prevention, because at the end of 28 days, a lot of them don't want to stay.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that we give them something, teach them something. But then after that, it's very individualized. If you want to go to school, if you want to relocate when you get out, we try to really work on what your needs are and how best to fit that into what we do as far as treating their addiction.
Okay. And in terms then, back to Elizabeth real quick, how has been the experience at the Good News Home been different from other treatment programs? You'd mentioned at a young age you've been dealing this with for this many years, and you've been in other programs. How is the Good News Home a different experience?
I believe that this program is working for me because I have God in my life, and I'm allowing Him to do for me what I can't do for myself.
Sure. And maybe what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back, we talk a little bit more about the spiritual dimension. I would think that that's a very important part of the program. And if you're just joining us here on 100 in Chamber Radio, this is Chris Phelan with the Chamber of Commerce, filling in today for Larry Cartwright. Larry sends all his best, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters. We've got folks here from the Good News Home for Women. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few moments after the news and a quick update on the weather.
The 100 and count.
That wasn't so bad.
See, it goes quick.
You did very good. It sounded like you were just.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Chris Phelan, President of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact, of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. French and Malaysian experts are meeting about the wing fragment found on an Indian Ocean island. They are hoping it is part of the wreckage of MH370, which disappeared about 16 months ago.
Wreckage found earlier is confirmed to be the Flecktron from a Boeing 777.
That was Liao Tiong Li, the Malaysian transport minister. The six-member bloc of Sunni-ruled Gulf Arab nations is getting a pitch today in support of the Iran nuclear deal from Secretary of State John Kerry. The members fear Shiite Iran's increasing assertiveness in the region and implications of the agreement. But the Qatari foreign minister says the deal may be the best option.
We are sure that all the efforts that have been exerted
make this region very secure, very stable.
That was Khalid Al-Attiyah speaking through an interpreter. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Police in Memphis are looking for a man they say shot and killed a police officer. Sean Bolton walked up on a drug deal when he spotted a car illegally parked in a neighborhood in the southeast part of the city Saturday night. Police say Tremaine Wilburn got out of the car, struggled with Bolton, and shot him repeatedly.
Wilburn is out on supervised release by the U.S. Western District Court for a 121-month sentence for robbery of a banking institution. He is considered to be armed and dangerous.
That was Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong. Bolton is the 19th police officer killed this year. Stocks have opened slightly lower in the U.S. as energy companies slide along with the price of crude oil. It is now at its lowest level since March. Overseas, European stocks have been mostly higher, with investors shrugging off a 22% plunge in Greece's stock market. It reopened today after a five-week shutdown. Meanwhile, Greek officials are negotiating the terms of a new rescue package, which is due in the next 2 weeks. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Vice President Joe Biden may be moving closer to a decision about whether to throw his hat into the 2016 presidential ring. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
Talks are said to be underway behind the scenes about a potential challenge to Hillary Clinton for the Democratic Party nomination. The discussions have been put on hold, though, because of the death of Vice President Biden's son, Beau, earlier this year. They're still far from a firm decision as well. But there are people close to Biden who have started looking into the options that might be available to him if he were to run, including lining up potential staff in Iowa and checking filing deadlines in early primary states. Biden is expected to make a final decision as soon as early September. Diane Kepley, Washington.
President Obama is taking aim at reducing greenhouse gas emissions, mandating even steeper cuts from U.S. power plants than previously expected. The tweaks are being unveiled today at the White House. Immediate lawsuits are expected from many states, as well as the utility industry. An Albanian athlete who disappeared from the Special Olympics in Los Angeles has turned up safe 350 miles away in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police say 44-year-old Andy Gusmari came to the police station on his own earlier today. They say he is safe and comfortable, but there is a communication problem. Police don't know how he got to Hayward, California. He disappeared from the University of Southern California in Los Angeles Saturday night after taking part in a bowling competition at the Games. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Well, welcome back to Hunter and Chamber Radio. The time is 2:35. It's Monday, August 3rd. Current temperature outside is about 89 degrees, mostly sunny today. Highs are going to get up into the 91-degree range by the end of the day. We've got a possibility of some scattered thunder showers on the overnight. Going to continue to be warm tomorrow, Tuesday. Highs around 88, lows in the 60s. Wednesday, high in the mid-80s. So we start to cool down. It looks like some showers towards the end of the week, but that's going to break this little bit of a heat wave and bringing us back into probably not even 80 by Friday. And want to welcome everyone back to another edition here of Mental Health Matters, sponsored by NAMI of Hunterdon County. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright. We've got some folks here from the Good News. Home for Women, located here in Hunterdon County. We've got Elizabeth and Kelly and Donna and Ernstein, and we've been talking a little bit about some of the programs and some of the different services that the home provides. But I do want to give Kelly you a chance to come in. Now, I know you came in at the last minute, but we'll definitely want to give you a little opportunity about your experiences. You had been a prior resident of the program, and share a little bit with our listeners about your experiences.
My experience at the Good News Home was beautiful. I think the most important thing that I learned there was how to be very honest with myself about who I am and what my addiction has done to my life and the people that I care about. It had also taught me to love myself, like really love myself, and that I am capable of living a life of sobriety and actually be happy with myself.
That's great. Now, are there opportunities for you to come back in terms of ongoing support from, I don't know how that works once somebody is no longer in the program. And feel free, anybody can jump in, too.
I do continue my treatment at the Good News Home. I meet with Donna once a week.
Okay.
And that has been very valuable because it's kind of like a continuation of my time there.
Of support there. In terms of, what were the most beneficial tools that you walked away from? I mean, you shared a little bit about being honest and now loving yourself a little bit more. Any insight you could give to somebody who maybe is thinking about they're hearing us today on the air, going to hear us on one of our future podcasts, and maybe they're in a position where they know someone, and some advice that you could share with them in terms of recommending a family member or a loved one or maybe themselves, seeking out and looking for some help on a road to recovery?
I think that the tools that I learned there that were most important are how to evaluate my thoughts and how they affect my behaviors, and that I don't have to give in to every thought that comes through my head. So now I can challenge those thoughts, and I have the coping skills to do something different than I used to do.
Sure. What would be a message maybe you might have, Elizabeth, for someone who is listening and, again, is maybe thinking about, taking that step, or they know a loved one? Would you have any words of advice for someone out there? Something that may help them, find their way to whether it's the Good News Home for Women or another, opportunity to get some help and support.
My advice would be just to be honest with themselves and to reach out for help. Let a family or a loved one know that you need the help.
Excellent. Maybe either Donna or Ernstine, share a little bit about the spiritual dimension of the Good News. I mean, was this founded by a particular church or denomination? Is it supported? And a little bit about some of that, probably some of the history of how the organization came about.
Grace Tracy Ginsburg founded Good News Home back in 1987.
Okay.
The story is that she was driving down 523, picked up a hitchhiker who told her about the farm on Bartles Corner Road that was up for sale. Her and some prayer partners that she had looked it over, and they bought it and renovated it and opened it up in 1987 after getting all the licensings and all of that stuff.
Sure.
And I think the first residents were three. They had three.
Okay.
And then they went from three to six, and then from six to nine, and nine to 12.
Did they have a background themselves in counseling?
Grace Tracy Ginsburg was an ex-Playboy bunny and had entered into recovery from her addictions through AA and through prayer. And so she felt that that combination was a good combination.
Mm, sure.
And that's what the principles were for the Good News Home. And we still do that. It's a holistic program. As I said before, it is non-denominational. We're supported by churches of every denomination, from Catholic to all of the Protestants, churches, and many of them are in this community. And then our women go every Sunday to a different church so that they have a chance of experiencing worship in whatever form that suits them, that suits their case.
Does any of the local clergy, are they involved on site in terms of assisting, running any of the programs or counseling?
Periodically, off and on, but not with any degree of regularity. I am an ordained minister, but I don't operate in that capacity.
Sure.
I operate in the professional roles because I am licensed and credentialed, you know, for counseling.
Now, Donna, you had mentioned earlier that one of your first roles as a volunteer was in terms of spiritual direction. Maybe you could share a little bit about, you know, that with our listeners.
Sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of our women come in broken, and they don't believe that God loves them because of how broken they are or the things that they've done in their past. How could he possibly love me? And they think they have to clean themselves up before they can earn God's love. And my job was really to take them and show them that they were worth it, that he did what he did by dying on the cross in order to save them. It wasn't the other way around. They didn't earn that. He did that because he loved them. So we did a lot of self-esteem work and showing them how God sees them, not the way they see them or the way man sees them. Our program is different a little bit because a typical addictions program focuses on AA, NA recovery.
Okay.
And not so much the spiritual aspect of it. Some of the Christian programs are purely Christian-based, and they don't really do addictions-focus. We merged the two of those in what I think is a very successful way, because the 12 steps and 12 traditions and principles of both AA and NA, it's founded on God and a relationship with a higher power that says, I can't do this by myself. I have to have that relationship. So my first job here was to help them create that relationship, so when they left, no matter what denomination they were, they had a higher power, and that hopefully helps them be more successful when they leave.
And do you do that in an individual setting, or is that done as groups? I mean, in terms of how does the schedule work during the week? And I guess it depends on at what point, as we talked earlier before the break, each of the client is at in terms of their time with you at the home.
They have all clients by state requirements have at least 1 hour face-to-face, one-on-one counseling, every one of them every week. We have a very rigorous schedule from Monday 9 o'clock until Friday 5 o'clock. The women are busy with classes or groups or didactics or, groups and classes.
Sure.
So, and then we have volunteers that comes in to do crafts with them, so there's some fun in there integrated. And the local YMCA has given our women scholarships, so they go to the Y 3 times a week for exercises and personal development. So it's a very, very, very comprehensive program.
Definitely. So it sounds like, you know, it's that individual and group process that, again, depending on that individual needs. Well, if you're just joining us here on 100 in Chamber Radio, this is Chris Phelan filling in this Monday, August 3rd for Larry Cartwright. Mental Health Matters comes to you every Monday at 2 o'clock here. We're going to take a very quick break, and we come back. We'll continue to talk a little bit about the Good News Home for Women. I'm sure there are some opportunities if listeners are out there that maybe are interested in volunteering or supporting this great mission here in Hunterdon County. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, new
pneumostatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Mental Health Matters on this Monday, August 3rd. The current temperature outside is about 89 degrees. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright. The time is 2:48, and we've got some more great programming throughout the afternoon here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Coming up at 3 o'clock, the Hunterdon Medical Center show, followed by Hot in Hunterdon by Nur Westcap. And then from 5 to 6 every Monday, Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. So I want to welcome back the folks from the Good News Home for Women here in Hunterdon County, Elizabeth, Kelly, Donna, and Ernstein. We're having a great little conversation about all the different programs and services that are provided. And did I do I have to apologize? Did I say that wrong again? I apologize. Ernestine. Y'all get it right at the very end here. Sorry. Ernestine. I apologize about that. But we want to talk a little bit about some of the other opportunities that maybe our listeners or those that may be listening want to share with others that may be looking for some volunteer opportunities and some of the ways that maybe they can come out and support, either to volunteer or also financially support some of the good work that is happening.
We're looking for both financial sure. supporters as well as volunteers and board members as well. Volunteer opportunities, if you have some talents or gifts or skills that you would like to share with our women, reading, poetry, computer skills, you name it, whatever you can think, gardening, anything of that nature. Just contact us at 908-806-4220 and ask for Ernestine, and we can talk. We have a Harvest Festival coming up, which is a community affair we have every year with pony rides and a dunk tank and carnival games for the children and crafts and vendors from the community. This is September the 12th from 8:30 in the morning till about 4 in the afternoon, as well as music and food. and I said games.
Is that held then right on site on the farm?
Right on site, and so you can get to visit and see the facility as well as enjoy that that fun-filled day. Then in October on the 24th at the Huntington Hills Playhouse, we have our annual banquet, and the assistant prosecutor for Huntington County will be our main speaker, and we also expect to have a couple of retired football players that may be there. And then December the 12th at the Church of the Holy Spirit up in Lebanon, we will be having our Holiday Gifts of Talent. This is a freebie. Our women and people in the community, churches in the community, will come and share their talents for the holiday. And that's all for this year. Then we can move into
busy schedule.
Busy schedule, yes.
Definitely. So if anyone missed that, why don't we give out your website as well, because that's
www.goodnewshome.org.
Okay.
And all of this information is on that. That's www.goodnewshome.org.
And in terms of the harvest day, is that something that all of the residents, get involved with as well?
Yes, the residents and their families are there. And a couple of the churches have their young people coming and volunteering to man the carnival games for the children, and man the dunk tank and sit and get dunked in the water. And we have a petting zoo and a pony ride. I think I said all of that. Yeah.
That's great. And I thought when we were on the break, you'd mentioned there was something happening in August as well.
That's our ribbon cutting is in August.
On August, okay.
That's on Thursday, 2 days from now.
Okay, and what time will that be at?
Between 11 and 2.
Okay.
We'll do the actual cutting at 12:30.
Okay.
And Senator Lance will be there. The mayor of our fine township will be there. They have confirmed that they'll be there, and some of the other Huntington Drug Awareness people will be there.
Excellent. So that's open to the public
to
come.
That's open to the public as well.
That's great. So if you are interested, you can visit the website or give a phone call out. And by all means, want to encourage folks that are looking for, things to support. Here's another great organization and doing great things here in Huntington County as well. Maybe just share. We've got a few more minutes before we wrap things up today here on Mental Health Matters. Some closing words, some words of advice for folks, or a message out there. We've talked about again the great programs and services. Is it something we hear a lot in the news today, and we've had other organizations. Some of the other groups here in Huntington County that are Huntington Prevention Resources and folks from the hospital on, and there is this uptick in terms of folks needing treatment and help and drug abuse that's on the rise with our youth. Is there a capacity issue as well in terms of, are there enough openings for folks that maybe need help, or are you looking at expanding, the services, or are you at the right, right point?
No, we're looking to expand. We don't want to expand to, triple digit numbers.
Sure.
Because the way our program is structured, it would do better to be on the small scale rather than on the large scale, but we're definitely looking to expand because the drug problem is horrendous and it needs to be addressed.
Right.
And all of us working together, expanding our services and sharing and supporting one another is going to, I think, make the difference.
What are some of the obstacles to that expansion now? Is it financial?
Mostly it's just financial.
Right.
That's the greatest problem for everybody is the finances.
Is that on a state level or is that private funding?
Okay. From the government, from the federal government, the state government, and even private. It's a sad thing to say, but it appears as though people sometimes keep their head in the sand and they don't want to believe there's a problem. Even though their young people are dying all around them, they just decide it's in somebody else's problem, but not theirs. But it takes us waking up, taking our heads out of the sands and joining hands and working together to provide the kind of comprehensive services that will be preventive for the younger people to keep them from going into drugs, and then for those who have already made that transition, helping them to enter into the state of recovery and walk in their recovery, and then supporting them in their recovery.
Sure. I guess that's a real critical component, is the support beyond just the time that someone spends.
There's housing and jobs and education. All of those things are extremely important and a part of the treatment cycle.
Well, I want to thank you all for both the work that you do and the commitment you both have had, you know, to the program as well. Any closing thoughts, Donna, you'd like to share with our listeners?
I guess that there is hope. There's always recovery, and if you can't find it in the rooms of AA or NA, there are other avenues to get there, but there is hope, and, you know, we have Kelly here, who's a success story, and we have Elizabeth here, who, you know, is transitioning out hopefully soon from our program and able to walk in recovery.
That's great. Any words you'd like to share, Kelly, with our listeners today? I want to thank you as well for having the courage to share, you know, your story.
Yeah, I guess if anybody is considering treatment, I would suggest the Good News Home, because having the spiritual aspect of addiction addressed really transforms you from the inside out. So you're not relying on external fixes anymore. You're changed really from the inside out.
That's great. Well, I want to wish you all the best, and really want to thank you, Elizabeth, as well. Any thoughts, you know, that you'd like to share? And again, thank you for your courage to come here and, you know, share this important message with our listeners.
I'd just like to thank the staff at the Good News Home for saving my life and for teaching me how to love myself again.
That's great. And Ernestine, I'm going to give you the last minute. I said it right, see? Right at the end here.
At the end, you got it.
It right. So, but again, thank you for your 18 years of service here at in Hunterdon County, and for all that you do. And please share your closing thoughts, and let's give out the phone number and the website again.
But the website is www.goodnewshome.org. Get all the information, mission statement, how you can help, different programs that we have and the different opportunities that we have, www.goodnewshome.org. And then the number is 908-806-4220 or 908-806-7913.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you again, and wish you all the best with all these upcoming events, and we'll have to make sure they're up on the Chamber website, on the Chamber calendar as well. So, again, want to wish everyone a great afternoon. Stay tuned for the Hunterdon Medical Center show coming up right after our quick news break. This has been Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on the award-winning show, Mental Health Matters, sponsored by NAMI of Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. French and Malaysian experts are meeting about the wing fragment found on an Indian Ocean island. They are hoping it is part of the wreckage of MH370, which disappeared about 16 months ago.
Wreckage found earlier is confirmed to be the flectron from a Boeing 777.
That was Liao Tiong Li, the Malaysian transport minister. The six-member bloc of Sunni-ruled Gulf Arab nations is getting a pitch today in support of the Iran nuclear deal from Secretary of State John Kerry. The members fear Shiite Iran's increasing assertiveness in the region and implications of the agreement. But the Qatari foreign minister says the deal may be the best option.
We are sure that all the efforts that have been exerted make this region very secure, very stable.
That was Khalid Al-Attiyah speaking through an interpreter. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Bob was